Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Lauren Williams, a senior out of Eagan, Minnesota. And Lauren, your team coming off of a great weekend of hockey. I know in Zuzana's blog she mentioned how it's hard losing those one-goal games. You almost wish you were blown out by a team like Wisconsin. Is that true, that you feel like when you play that hard that it's tough to come off of a weekend like that, knowing that you're that close?
When it came to this past weekend playing Wisconsin and being so close to beating a top team, I mean the number one team in the nation, I mean it was really hard. I remember being emotional about it just because we were so close to beating them. And, you know, getting the points in this time of the season is so important as well. And trying to get up in the ranks a little bit would have, that also made it hard. But, I mean, it sucks getting blown out by a team. I wouldn't want to ever get blown out by a team. We had plenty of that my freshman year. But it was definitely hard this weekend just because we did play so well, and it would have been nice to get a few points out of it.
Despite not getting any points, your team's playing its best hockey. You know, this time of the year, that's so important, isn't it?
This time of the year is so crucial with points. I mean, any time of the year, getting points. And right now, we're definitely close. I mean, there's, what, four of us? Three teams that are so close neck to neck. Any point, any weekend, any game is so important.
You being a senior, got 8 for sure weekends left of hockey. Obviously, in the top of your mind is to go out with a bang, isn't it?
I mean, it's so bittersweet right now, just playing these games and wanting to just take every moment in, remember every little thing from, you know, sitting at the rink today for 45 minutes between waits and seeing the team and being on the road. I mean, just taking everything in. I mean, I'm taking pictures of the littlest things just so 4 years down the road I can look back and just remember everything.
And how fun it would be to end up these last 4 weekends on a winning streak and go further than just the first round, wouldn't it?
That would be great to be able to go as far as we can just so I can put my gear on again and again. And obviously it'd make it not as hard to be able to have my last game on such a great game, and even to win it would be great. I mean, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard to know that I'm not dressing again as a Beaver.
Looking back 4 years ago, I know you mentioned your freshman year, your team, and I remember it, getting blown out by even some of the easier teams in the league, which there really aren't many. Looking back on that to where your team is now as a senior, how much are you impressed by how far this team has come?
It is so impressive to look back and see that we didn't get our first win until the second half of the year, my freshman year. And to look now that we won almost every Saturday game until we played Wisconsin in the first half of the year. And to be able to look at all the people I was a freshman with that are still here. I mean, there's 6 of us. And to see we've come so far, we've made an impact on this team. And that's great to think that we made a difference here.
Well, and you're going to leave a legacy, too. The best first half of hockey, winning a senior class. Do you guys pay any attention to any of those records?
I wouldn't say we pay attention to the records, but just being able to put in perspective what it was like our freshman year to what it is like now. That, I mean, we played Wisconsin this weekend, and we weren't overly impressed with ourselves that we did keep up with them. Like, we expected to be able to play them. We expected to be able to keep up and even win the games. So putting that into perspective of how we were our freshman year when we wanted to keep them below 60 shots is just mind-boggling.
It's pretty amazing. You know, alongside your best friend, Kim Leader, you've got 4 other seniors that have made quite an impact. Alana McElhenney's been a great leader. Marley Wheelhouse, a great defenseman who blocks tons of shots. You got Zuzana Tomchikova, who is an Olympic goaltender. Montana Vachorik, who's been part of tryouts for the U.S. national team. You're playing alongside probably some of the best seniors that have come through this program. What's it been like just growing up together?
It's been great. I mean, these girls are great off the ice and on the ice. I mean, they're all hard workers. I can say that about every individual senior. And great leaders, too. I mean, we sit around the locker room, and they all have good things to say. I mean, we come off the ice after a good or a bad period, and they have something to say to try and make our next period better. And I mean, we're going to lose a lot of good leaders.
I mentioned Kim Leader, and you guys grew up playing hockey together. You come here to BSU. You guys are inseparable, aren't you? What's it been like to just be able to have that one person that, you know, she's been your friend through thick and thin, and she's here now, and you guys are going through the same things?
Kim and I have been through a lot together. I mean, we both played for the Minnesota Thoroughbreds, and then we came here. And I mean, you grow up a lot in college, and we had a lot of fun together. And I mean, we're friends that will be friends forever, and she's great.
This weekend, you've got the University of North Dakota. Your sister, Alex, played for UND. Is there still some rivalry between you and your sister? Has she already sent you a message saying, hey, good luck against my team kind of thing?
Oh, I got her to be a Beaver fan now. So she's actually coming this weekend, and I'm sure she'll wear green. But, yeah, I mean, of course she wants her team to do well, but she's definitely a Lauren fan, so she'll cheer for me no matter what.
Over your years at BSU, who would you say is probably your favorite opponent to play against?
Favorite opponent to play against? Interesting. Coincidence that we're playing North Dakota this weekend, but when we are, the week that we're about to play North Dakota, you just see all the fire in all of our teammates' eyes, especially girls that played last year when we lost to them in playoffs. You just see the fire in their eyes, and you see, like, the hair stand up on their skin when we know we're about to play them. I mean, we're all like, it's North Dakota week. Like, we're playing North Dakota this weekend. It's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, just in the locker room now, we were talking about last year how, I mean, it was just such an emotional weekend when we played them last year that we're always just trying to get, I mean, I don't know if it's like to get back at them, but just to prove to ourselves that we should have won last year. I mean, even second series since then. I mean, I would say North Dakota is just interesting. Preparing for them, it's intense.
You know, when you look at teams like North Dakota and you can't even compare them to Wisconsin. You go night and day as far as the type of style of hockey. And I asked Coach Sertich this in the post game on Saturday night when we're in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's team plays a different level of hockey. They're more skilled. They stay out of the penalty box. You play against North Dakota, they're more scrappy, more in your face. How do you guys adjust from weekend to weekend to play a team like North Dakota?
To play like North Dakota, I mean, we do a lot of battles, especially this week. We're doing a lot of battles. It is a very physical game against North Dakota. Where against Wisconsin, it was don't get beat on one-on-ones. Don't let them drag the puck around you. Be hard to beat was pretty much how playing against Wisconsin was. Where this week, it's battles. It's, you know, the scrums in the corners. It's the scrums in the middle of the ice. It's, you know, covering open players and making sure you keep your stick down, because there's going to be a lot of penalties this weekend. There's no doubt about it. We know that. So, you know, our power play is practicing and our penalty kill is practicing a lot this week.
What's your major at BSU and what do you hope to be?
I'm a biology major at Bemidji, and I'm hoping to go into ecosystem restoration.
What does that entail?
I pretty much want to save the world. No. I just want to work with people who are going to do big projects that are probably going to, you know, take up a lot of land, pretty much, and make it so it doesn't have such a harmful effect. So the ecosystem surrounding that area can still function as best as they can, considering that there's going to be an interruption. So,
what's the one thing that you've learned here at BSU outside of school, maybe even off the ice, that has made you a better person?
Hard work, definitely working hard is going to take you the extra step. I mean, you can be as skilled as you can be. I mean, on and off the ice. I mean, you can be as smart as you can be, but if you don't put in the hard work behind it, you're only going to go so far. I mean, you have to be ambitious. You have to be determined. Yeah, hard work, I guess.
What's going to be the key to getting a win or two wins out of this weekend?
We need to score goals. We've been struggling to score goals. We need to get a 2-3 goal lead on these guys. And, I mean, if they score first, we can't score first. We can't let them get away.
Good luck this weekend, Lauren. It's been fun these past 4 years.
Thank you, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.